The mood is music.
Mood is music podcast. The mood is currently very much music in this studio.
Mm-hmm. The mood is marijuana.
We were listening to a bunch of new music to give you guys our unsolicited opinions because we know you did not ask us, but we're going to give it to you anyway. And then most likely we'll start talking about something else.
But first, our opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Opinions matter. God damn it.
We still haven't gone to a show yet, but we plan to soon. But instead, we listened to a bunch of new music that just came out, just to kind of talk about trends and marketing and how other shit is going.
Yeah.
What was the first song we listened to? The new Pusha T song.
Pusha T
with Lauryn Hill song, which was good.
Yeah. That beat was smashing. And I feel like that's the maybe the ultimate Midwest beat, maybe.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
North Midwest. But
yeah, where's Pusha T from? I can't remember.
I think he's from Chicago. I'm not really sure. Or maybe New York or something like that. I don't know.
Somebody tell us.
Yeah. But the beat was definitely banging. And then I was super surprised with that hook. Holy shit. Yeah. I really liked it.
And he got Lauryn Hill to come back. Well, I don't know if she ever went away. I don't think she went away, but he got her to record something new.
Yeah.
Which hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, and I feel like she kind of just, was herself. It kind of felt like she doesn't have to like burst her fucking vocal
She doesn't have to
cords.
Oversing. Nah. Yeah. She doesn't have to do like the American Idol. Nah. Well, I don't know if American Idol does it, but people on The Voice do it a lot, yeah. I feel like.
I feel like if her voice on this track, Coming Home, was overly produced, I'd be like, well, it doesn't even sound like her, but
right.
But I could hear her, and so that's fucking dope, and it's good to hear. We need that in 2019.
Yeah. Good music is very important right about now.
Yeah, because the music is mood, and it changes our mood. So we need good music.
Exactly. We also listened to a bunch of new tracks, from the Tool album, because we're trying to keep it. We do spend a lot of time talking about hip hop and like R&B and
like world music
and and stuff, but we don't spend enough time, I don't think, on like rock, or we haven't yet anyway.
Yeah.
Although the first show we went to see on this podcast was kind of a rock show. It was like acoustic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should have been a rock show.
It should have been a rock show.
But there was only one
instrument. If you haven't
heard
that podcast, you should listen to it. It was with Fences, by the way. The new Tool album is, like, there's a lot of good stuff there. Like, it's Tool. Like, they're going to produce good stuff. But I will say, I'm not sure, like, I need to hear that album more than once. But I'm not a huge Tool fan, so I bet you there are a lot of Tool fans out there that have a lot of opinions on that. But like as a random listener who loves music, it's like there's a lot of cool, interesting shit going on. There's nothing super that I'm like remembering off the top of my head where I'm like, wow, that part was amazing. Although there's very cool guitar tones throughout the whole album.
Yeah. But I mean, there might be something we missed in that 15-minute song. So
yeah.
And we have to give it another try, I guess.
Well, I mean, I listened to a lot of it like driving around for the last couple of days and like taking the bus different places or whatever, and I kind of it was the same experience I had when I was listening to it with you. It was like I listened to like one song and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to sit through another 15 minutes of that. Not that it was bad. It's just like I kind of want something more in the moment. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always liked that it's not necessarily raging rock, It's music that I would. It's music that when I go to a party, full of people that listen to that kind of music, they would love that album because you can just coast with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Versus, like, you can't mosh to. I mean, unless you wait, but. But yeah, I feel like it's mellow rock.
Like, at the concert, there's definitely like a lot of like nodding and waiting for the part where you can go crazy. And,
yeah, you're like, it's about to
it'll
drop.
It'll come. It's just like you got to wait for it.
The drop takes a while.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's very mellow stuff. So it's dope. You know.
Well, like it's mellow in parts, but then like
and then it.
Yeah, it like gets real intense. And, all, you know, ADD. Cool lyrics from what I have listened to, a lot of cool lyrics. There's always cool lyrics out of Tool songs.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was that. And we also listened to some other singles. We listened to 93 Punks.
Oh, that's 93 Vic Punks. Mensa.
Vic Mensa, yeah, and Vic Travis Mensa. Barker's band.
Yeah, that was crazy. That kind of blew my mind.
Can't remember now. 3 years sober, right? Yeah,
3 years
or
sober,
no, 3 months sober?
3 years.
It's three years? Sober. Okay. Yeah. three years
sober. Yeah, three months sober doesn't count. You need a little more than 3 months.
3 years sober.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
That was good. I thought it was a good song.
I mean, from the second he sat down, he was so cool into video, that man. Role, you know, if spoiler alert, if that. As soon as he sat down, I was like, that's a little weird, and you know, in the way he sat down. And then as the video evolved, I got it. And I was like, oh, so it made sense the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And it was dope. It was just, yeah, I was blown away by it. And I respect the courage, the balls to produce that kind of video in 2019, which is both accepted and it's fine, and it's not both at the same level. I feel like it's both offensive and open, and it's just such a cool video.
Yeah, it's a cool video because I think is a cool way of talking about a lot of different subjects within the context of the song, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years sober, and I still feel the hangover or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So it was cool. I thought it was good, man. It's like different, you know, which you kind of... I mean, we get a lot of, but like we also get a lot of the same stuff, especially in real popular music, like, you know, top Billboard charts and stuff.
Yeah.
Which they are not in, but... Maybe will be someday because they're making good stuff together. Vic Mensa and Travis Barker. I don't really know a lot about Vic Mensa, so that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, that I don't know much about him either, but I feel like after that video, and not that the music blew me away, but just his presentation of this song blew me away. So in that alone, I'm going to look him up.
Right. Like the video was good. Yeah. Like the video was important. That's kind of what I think about like music these days in general. Like a lot of songs are just like, oh yeah, like the video is awesome, so I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's like not even the song. Like it's almost, I mean, this, I thought about the song. It was a huge part of the video, but it was like the video was more important in that moment. It's kind of interesting.
Well, the video told a bigger story than I feel like. The song was envisioning a story, and then the video gave you the story and then some, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. I think that's exactly how I felt about it. And I feel about a lot of videos these days.
Yeah.
There's a video, the Vince Staples video, Fun. I mean, I don't know, if you've ever lived in L.A. or grew up in L.A., that video, like, speaks, or spent any time living in L.A. It's just, like, do you remember that video? Mm-hmm. It's, like, a Google Maps car, and it's, like, all these, like, vignettes of, like, North Long Beach, like, person, like, cops, like, arresting somebody, like, a block party, people dancing, and then every once in a while, like, huh. Vince Staples will be rapping in them. Huh. It's a pretty cool video, but it just gives you like a vibe. And that song kind of like, it makes that like, oh yeah, like that is the vibe down there when you're living in LA.
I got to be honest with you.
At times.
The only reason I know Vince Staples, and I'm sure you're not going to be surprised, is because Eminem dissed him.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
And so I was like, I got to look him up. And then he was dope. Like,
yeah, he's pretty, I mean.
He's a dope artist.
I don't love all of his songs, but I like some of his stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it all the way through, but he has like a YouTube, or I don't know if it's YouTube or Netflix, I don't know. He has a TV show that just came out like this week. And I watched like half of it on the bus the other day. Or not even half, but like just a couple minutes, like the introduction, and it was pretty funny. So we'll see. I'm going to check it out. Yeah. We also listened to Comethazine, the new Comethazine single, which I don't know anything about, but I just listened to, I just heard some people talking about it and read some stuff about meme rap. And that kind of, not, I mean, obviously that's like a made up genre, but like, it's definitely a thing, and it was an interesting video. It's very violent.
What was
it? Or not name? Violent. I guess there was no violence in it. It just talked about violence a lot.
Yeah. What was his name?
Comethazine?
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Comethazine.
I like his flow, though. His flow was pretty dope. Yeah. Like, yeah, his cool. Delivery is awesome.
It was a dope beat, again. You know, the dopest beat. It was a dope beat, but I feel like it made me feel like they were like, yo, give this beat to a mumble rapper.
Yeah.
And then he got a hold of that beat and then just murdered it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah, that beat should have gone to somebody being like, I'll be loving these hoes or something like that. And then he turned like it into an actual song.
Whatever happened to like Fetty Wap? Where's Fetty Wap at? Is he doing anything right now?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen any. I haven't seen. I gotta Fetty. Like. I remember that, but I always think I don't even know if he's considered a mumble rapper. But like,
no. Well, I feel like he's
not really. He's more like Houston, Atlanta, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a freaking hip hop aficionado.
Especially not from mumble rappers.
I'm not an anything aficionado. I'm just listening to some music. So anyways, the new Comethazine single is pretty dark.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah, and the video was...
So if you're about to get in the car with your homies and run up on some motherfuckers, listen to the new... the new Comethazine track is what you want to listen to, yeah. Like, right before you do the deed. Or just think about it and don't do it by. Just, like, have a good time. Listen to the song and then don't run up on any fools.
Right, yeah.
Just breathe through it, bro.
Right, yeah. Listen to Comethazine and don't do a drive-by.
Don't do what he says. Don't stab a dead body 10 times. That's what he says. Don't do that. I don't think Comethazine's ever done that because I think he's a young kid. I think he's only like 20 years. Not to say you couldn't have done that by year 20, but I'm kind of thinking maybe he hasn't done that.
Yeah.
Or he'd be in jail.
Yeah.
But... anyways, obviously it's a dark tune, but it's not a bad tune. And like, I'm not going to listen to it with my son, but like I might listen to it if I'm trying to get hype for like a workout or something. If it comes on my like pre-workout playlist, I might like...
Like some fool's talking shit. You're like, hold on, give me 3 minutes. Let me bump this song real quick. I'm ready.
Don't listen to it if you're in traffic on the freeway, though, because damn, you're gonna do dumb stuff.
No, you know what? Listen to it. Listen to it wherever you are and rage the fuck out. And then listen to some Tool to calm down.
Then we listen to a song I can't stop listening to anytime I'm just like, I'm gonna listen to a song that makes me happy right now. And that's the Sech
Otro Trago. Sech.
Puerto Rico. He's from Puerto Rico. I don't know if he's from Puerto Rico. I think he's Panamanian, actually. Panameño, yo pienso.
Puerto Rico. Yeah, I think the, what's his name?
Daryl.
That's
like worst rap name ever.
Daryl.
Or reggaetonero. That's a bad, especially a reggaetonero name.
Yeah.
Like Daryl.
Daryl.
But Daryl. Like, put like Daryl fucking 206 or something. I know 206 is Seattle's area code, so don't say that. But like, whatever. Like, put it like a number on the back or something. He doesn't need my opinions, but
Daryl's doing fine.
But anyways, that song, if you haven't listened to it, whether you speak Spanish or not, whether you are Swiss or New Zealand or New Zealander or Russian or Chinese, it's a fun song. It's got fun melodies.
Yeah.
It's got a progression of melodies in the beginning of the song that is so dope.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. It's a cool track.
I gotta say, if you're
A good summer track.
Oh, yeah. But if you're a human being and you're getting ready to go out, you know, because everybody loves to like get ready, pick out their clothes, and you're getting ready to go out.
You know,
that's the song that can hype you up to get dressed. not to like get there.
That's good. I feel like a cathartic podcast for us, because we can actually do these podcasts and just talk about like, look, if you're looking for, if your mood is, I'm going to run up on some fools, Comethazine's got you covered.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get ready for a party that may or may not have Spanish speakers at it, Setch is your shit.
Get you some Setch.
If you're trying to, like,
if you're trying to reminisce, get some Pusha T. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's all, we got you, man. We got your mood.
So, yeah, those are all great tracks, though. I mean, some of the Tool tracks, I don't know if there are some great tracks on the album, because I heard parts of great tracks on the album. But, yeah, it's a lot to digest in this day and age, which sucks, because we should be able to listen to 12-minute long songs. Like, I listen to 12-minute long classical tunes all the time when I'm in the mood for it.
Right.
And I listen to like Fela jams that are like 12 minutes long all the time when I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the mood for Tool tracks are, but somebody does. I think there are some, it just depends on where you're from. Like, it's just not for me, but I know like some dude. Like, I have a good friend who lives in Eastern Washington. And I know that there's like a lot of car rides where he'll listen to that Tool album, you know, because he travels a lot for work or whatever. And it is good for that. As long as it's not late at night, then you might go to sleep and then wake up like, oh shit, what is he talking about?
Yeah, and the same song is still playing.
So, that's good, I think. I've been listening to, I listened to that new, did we talk about the new Imman Cordae's track? YBN
Cordae. No, we haven't really talked about him. YBN Cordae is also a dope. Is he a Seattle?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought he was from Seattle.
I don't know where he's from. I don't know. Like, I just listened to it.
Yeah.
But I listened to that whole album. I thought it was good. It's super good. I mean, people, I think, were expecting it to be, it's a good album. It's very, the thing about it is, I think, and I know it's done pretty well, but I don't think it did as well as everyone was thinking it was going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as, like, people listening to it right off the bat. But I think the thing about that album is people are going to listen to it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's a good album. It's very dense. It's got a lot of good shit in it.
Yeah, and he's gaining traction.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's a little bit, he's a little bit in it for the long haul. Like, he's not trying to go away. Like, this is his first album. Like, we're definitely going to listen to his second album. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this one's good.
Yeah.
Forever.
And especially because I'm sure the second album's going to have not only crazy features, but the production on it, you know, and who knows where he's going to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully up.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a good album. It's just not like, I don't know. It's like people just didn't, it didn't hit, I don't think, as crazy as I think people thought it was going to hit.
Mm.
Like, I don't think, like, there's not really, I don't know if there's any, like, real singles on it even. Like, not that I think of, like, Yeah. It's like an album. Like, you know, it's good as a collection of songs.
Right, yeah.
Which is pretty rare these days.
Yeah, he's a good writer.
Yeah. So I checked out that. What was the other one that I checked out? The Doja Cat just came out with a new song, which I just think she's cute. So, like, I listened to that track. And it's also a funky track. It's a good track. Juicy. I also am working on a track that's an homage to Sir Mix-a-Lot. And it's like, it's very similar to that vibe.
Nice.
It's a good track.
Booty track?
It's a booty track. Yeah. Nice. Mainly.
Love booty.
It's mainly a booty track. I mean, who doesn't love a good booty track? Dude. If you don't like, if you're like a long hair, heavy rocker, and you don't like a good booty track, bro, you have to lighten up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just, how do you not like that? Like, do you only like small butts and it makes you mad that we're listening to songs about big butts? I don't know if that guy you're exists, like, but if he exists, I don't want to hang out with that guy.
No.
I don't care if you're a breast man.
Yeah, well.
That's fine.
I'm saying a lot of people will be like, make a song about breasts.
I'm sure there's plenty of songs about breasts.
Yeah.
But I mean, people. I'm not going to say anything else about this topic.
I mean, I can see a nice ass from 2 miles away, you know, so. And I love a song about booty, so. I'm trying to figure out. So this Tool album just came out this year, right?
Yeah, it just came out.
I'm right wondering, now. I don't know if. If it's just me, but I'm trying to figure out when was the last one before this one.
Oh, it was a long ass time ago.
So it was a big gap in between.
Oh yeah, this is a huge deal for them. Yeah, that's why I was like, we should listen to this Tool album. Like, people, it just came out.
I mean, I haven't necessarily heard from them in a long time.
Yeah, like
time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, not to say, because I'll look them up, even though I'm a hip hop head, I'll look them up. You know? Like older shit. I don't mind them. But I was just thinking, like, how long has it been since the last one? So what, like early 2000s?
No, I'm not like the wrong. I mean, I could look it up right now, but it would take time. And
yeah, I need that info though.
People out there are yelling at us if they're listening. They probably turned off the podcast because of this.
Well, fucking Tool. Turn it back on and tell me.
Of Tool.
God damn. Yeah, I need to know. And I need to know how you feel about it, too. If you're a big Tool fan, how does it feel to have them back if it's been a long gap? And then has there been anything between? Like, you know, is there a rock mixtape kind of, you know?
No.
Yeah, there isn't. So I want to know.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of rock Spotify playlists, but no one's doing a rock. I mean, that's just not how it is. I got to listen to more. I will say this, like, all the new music that gets hype these days is very rarely like new rock music. It's old rock music gets a lot of hype these days.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Which is weird. Like Rolling Stones concerts and shit like that. Daryl Hall and John Oates are on tour or about to go on tour.
We're circling back. A lot of people, I feel like, are rediscovering a lot of music.
Maybe Daryl Hall and John Oates are not considered rock, actually. Maneater and I don't think those are rock. That's pop. But anyways, it's music.
Rough pop. Rough and rugged.
I don't think you would say it's rough pop either. It's just pop. It's definitely not rough. Pop. There's nothing rough about Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Or like mellow heavy metal.
Whatever. I listened to Black and Khalid like collaboration for summer. It's called something summer. It's a good song though. It's real good. Also, you haven't listened to it yet. I'll show it to you when we're done, so we can talk about it.
I need to be better about listening to not just new music, but listening to a variety of different music.
Yeah, I mean, recently I have my listening habits right now and for the last 2 years have been like score, pretty much like a ton of different scores, depending on what people are asking me about or what I might be involved in or whatever. Different kind of score, video game scores, a lot of video game music in general, a lot of classical music, and like a ton of hip hop, a ton of R&B, a ton of hip hop, a ton of like anything that's kind of like weird and electro or like weird and like trying to be pop, but pushing this edges on, the, you know, around the edges. I've been listening to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of pop music. Mainly just because of songwriting. Like, I've just been trying to get back into songwriting and get my songwriting chops back and just make a bunch of, like, tracks in the process and put them out just to kind of practice, you know? Because, like, I think that's what you have to, you know, I know that's what you have to do is, like, and that's what I've done in the past is just, like, just start writing a bunch of tracks at the same, you know, like, a ton and then...
So what's your writing process? Like, do you, are you like, all right, I'm going to write a song about, so for instance, one of my favorite songs from you is Willing. Lord knows I'm willing. Yeah. I love that fucking song. And so I was kind of dating this girl around the time and it was drama and you know, how, especially how I am and shit. But that song, like, I played it for her, but it that song kind of, it is that moment for me, you know what I mean? And so when you take a song like Willing, are you like, oh, I've had this idea in my mind, so let me put it into lyrics? Or are you piecing the lyrics from an elongated period of time? Like, are you dropping lyrics for this song? Or are you writing the lyrics right then and there for the song?
I have like an ongoing notepad that just has like fragments of shit. Lyrics. Sometimes they're like four sentences. Sometimes they're like...
two.
Yeah, like two or just a line. Like I really want to, you know, like I'll write a Christmas song... half of these songs, like, never... Like, here's one that I'll just put out there that, like, I'm never going to write this song, and I no idea why I wrote this down. Mm-hmm. And it would be a terrible song, which is why I'm going to share it with you. It just says bass. That's the title of the note. And the note is, take it in the bass, take it right to the bass, take it in the bass. I'm never going to write that song,
okay. But
I have that lyric.
If any listeners want any lyrics.
If you want those lyrics, take it in the bass.
Take it in the bass.
I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means. I had a bunch that I was writing the other day just because it was like a real foggy morning and it was like kind of like, it was traffic-y and I was driving and I just had some, I was driving and I stopped and I was like, oh shit, I have all these thoughts. So yeah, that's it. I think with Willing, I was just trying to write a song about somebody who would sell drugs to keep his girlfriend. Like, that's literally what I use that analogy a lot, I think. Because it's a lot of people who I knew, you know, when I was growing up and me a little bit, but like maybe not.
I mean, that whole EP is filled with that mood, right? That kind of selling
is.
Selling drugs.
Yeah, and, yeah. That whole EP is like, seems like a, the whole EP is about that, really. Cabin Fever is really about like staying home because people are picking up drugs all the time and you have to get out.
By the way, the music video is on YouTube. Fucking dope experience filming that music video. holy shit. And but that is a hilarious song. And also, you can spot me in the fucking video.
Oh, yeah, in the bar scene. Bar.
Yeah. So go and check it out and see if you can spot me. Hit me up at Silencer138 on Instagram and let me know if you can see it. Thank you. So that whole EP was filled with that kind of essence.
Yeah, the whole EP is about drug dealing, dealing drugs, back when marijuana was illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, but and Willing...
It was just like a... I just like had... I don't really... Cabin Fever was definitely a... Well, Cabin Fever was two things. It was like... I had already written a bunch of these like druggy songs. Not druggy songs, but like, hey, the nice drug dealer songs, right. Basically. And then,
like the drug dealer saying, I wish I could go out with my girlfriend.
Yeah, can I just go out? Stop calling me. I don't want to fucking sell you drugs.
Goddamn.
And then Cabin Fever actually came about as a song because I had written all these songs and I was like, I need like a good like single. I'm going to do a video too, blah, blah, blah. And I was working on a movie and I was stuck in the studio like all the time doing, not stuck. That's right. A stupid thing. I had the privilege of being in the studio all the time and someone else paying for it and paying me to do it. Mm-hmm. So I was not stuck, but I was feeling like, God, I got to get out. So I would go on these hikes all the time and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, I'm like obsessive about going on hikes all the time. And then that's when I was like, oh, that's because I have cabin fever because I've been fucking sitting in the studio or like flying in a plane and going to another studio. Which was all super awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't complaining. I was just like, I want to go and get drunk with my wife.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yeah. That's so dope. Yeah, that's willing off of that. Is it called Cabin Fever? Is that the EP?
Yeah.
Cabin Fever. That's my favorite song on that EP is Willing.
That's a good song, yeah.
It's a very good song.
A lot of the tracks, too, that I come out over the last couple of years are like, some of them are just like people saying, like, you know, getting a brief from a music supervisor that says, like, I want this kind of music. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I really like this stuff. I'm going to do like a bunch of stuff like this. And I don't give a shit if it gets placed or not. I'm just going to put it out there, you know?
Just have a library of it.
Yeah, like I have it if that's people dope. Want it. Yeah. But also I can put it out as an art, you know, like.
Yeah.
Which at this point, I just might as well do that for everything unless somebody else is paying the bills to make. And if it's work for hire, then I can't do that, you know, but. But if it's not work for hire, if it's like a brief or like something like that, like I have enough channels I can put it out in multiple different ways and still, mm-hmm. you know, monetize it in some way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes.
That's dope, man. Yeah, that's another one of my favorite songs of yours is Willing.
Well, thanks, so, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's cool.
It's being a friend is a plus, man, because I, as an artist, you're dope.
Oh, and thanks,
so
bud.
It's, you know, so, and I'm sure you know this. I've always been a fan first. No, I've been a friend and then
no,
a fan.
I think we were friends first.
I mean, I've always been a fan of yours, even when we became friends, right. But we're tight friends, but also I'm always like, where's this music at, though?
I've been a fan of yours. I put you on, like, so many tracks.
Yeah. Dude, and it always, for me, like, it's just, it feels good. It feels good.
And working on another remix for a track for you, because I know that track's going to sound dope when I've worked on it, but if you haven't seen your video, I think it's hilarious. You just, like, filmed it here in your studio.
Yeah.
On a whim. He was like, hey, should I just film? I was like, dude, just film the video. Yeah. Like, who can? I mean, people are literally just filming videos with their phone.
Two
like,
locations, yeah.
Yeah.
And
might
it was
as well just put it out.
It blows me
just
away.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, and same day, recorded the video, edited, put it together, boom, done. And it was fun, especially the butt part, you know, the booty
it's
part.
It's a booty track.
Dude, yeah. And so it was a good excuse to have a butt in my face.
Why?
That's literally why I did it. I first thought about that desire to have a butt in my face, and I was like, I should make a song around this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're living your best life.
Oh, man. I really am. I mean, self-employed, fucking booty in my face. That's America, baby.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel like on that note, the Mood is Music podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can check me out online. Check out my website, marceloquinones.com. So MarceloQuinonez. That's my full name. It's a long-ass website. It's hard to spell. that's my life.
Facebook has that info now. That's his full name.
Oh, Facebook. Yeah. Facebook's got my info. Also, Kanika Music or Marcelo Quinones on Twitter. Kanika Music is actually, it was just me being, because I'm Canadian and Nicaraguan. So it's Canadian and Nika. Kanika Music. Twitter. That's all I do anymore is my website and Twitter. And our new Instagram, which is
Mood is Music.
Mood is Music on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which we just started. So there's not much on there, but there will be after this podcast is aired. And check us out there. We're both running that, so you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly. You might get some shit or some shit. Yeah. And then also find me on Twitter and Instagram under the same handle, Silencer138. That's SILENZER. Silencer with a Z, homie. Read about it. Talk about it. Get at me. Silencer138 on the Instagram and the motherfucking twits. And also, make sure you follow Mood is Music wherever we'll be posting shit, man.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. So I guess follow us on those two. On everything.
Or whatever new thing comes out.
If you can follow us on Gmail, follow us on Gmail.
We probably won't ever have a TikTok, but
I mean,
I don't know. I guess maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little TikTok right now.
All right. Peace, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Late.
The Mood is Music.